This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Hour Monday has found us again, the 26th of September, last week, Richie, of the month of September.
Oh, my goodness.
Heavenly days begin after that. Only 3 months are left, October, November, December, and this year is Kaputsky. If you think things are strange in your life, how about Park Ranger Roy Sullivan, who has been a park ranger for 35 years? He has been struck by lightning 7 times. In those 35 years.
It's that steel rod in his back, I'm sure of it.
He was hit most recently by a bolt of lightning that burned the shoelaces off his foot.
Wow.
I'd like to be that guy.
Whew. Wow.
All right. No.
No, thank you.
That interesting? No. All right, so let's get into in-depth the situation. We have the kind of usual Monday murder and mayhem, the shooting in the mall. And the trouble that has... I wonder if the presidential candidates get questions about this tonight. I hope they do. It'll make what goes on of some value. If they just didn't get the same old questions, it won't be of much value. The police chief of Charlotte has addressed the video of the shooting of Keith Lamont Scott, fatally killed by police officer Brentley Vinson. The family will view the police video of the incident. Scott didn't own a gun, didn't carry a gun, as we hear in this report.
What I can tell you that I saw, and I was very clear when I talked about this before, is the video does not give me absolute, definitive, visual evidence that would confirm that a person is pointing a gun. I did not see that in the videos that I reviewed. So what I can tell you, though, is when taken in the totality of all the other evidence, it supports what we've heard in the version of the truth that we gave about the circumstances that happened that led to the death of Mr. Scott.
So over the weekend, the family of Mr. Scott, this is something that, what was it, last Tuesday, I think this took place, they had a press conference after they saw the video footage of the shooting. The chief of police here. Go ahead, Richie, play this.
What we see when we look at this dash cam video is Mr. Scott steps out of the vehicle. He doesn't appear to be acting aggressive towards any of the law enforcement officers on the scene. He doesn't appear to be making gestures or motions as though he's arguing with anybody. He doesn't lunge at the officer. Appears he has his hands by his side. Again, there is no definitive evidence in this video as to whether or not there is an object in his hand, and if there is, what that object is.
The attorney broke down what they saw. He noted that the video has left the family with even more questions, namely, why did this encounter end in a loss of life? The police chief warned that the video would not provide definitive visual evidence that Scott pointed the gun, and that's why the family says, okay, so why did he get shot? The chief said that other evidence and witness accounts support the police narrative. Well, there probably are people who support the family's narrative of it, too. So, once again, we have a question, and maybe we have a lot of questions and not a lot of answers. So, it goes. That's really this kind of stuff. You look around, oof, man, the kinds of things that go on with people trying to figure out what in the world this... I saw a poll yesterday. I don't know what value this is, but I think this is sort of where this will go sooner or later. At least the news media will cut off their nose to spite their face, because they'll promote the poll that suggests that people are not going to go to malls. They're going to go online and buy whatever they can, wherever they can. They don't think that malls are safe anymore. I don't know whether you can argue that fact or not. This 20-year-old kid who killed these five people with a rifle at Macy's went, excuse me, to the makeup counter. He's had a string of run-ins with the police. Charges he assaulted his stepfather. Described as creepy by his neighbor. Rude, obnoxious. This lady kept a taser by her front door in case this guy ever knocked on the front door. Erkin Seaton, I think is how you pronounce his name. He was arrested over the weekend. And this guy, if you could come up with one word for him, I suppose the word would be troubled. Of course he's troubled. He killed five people. Of course he's insane. Of course he looks like a zombie. He probably, I don't know, I'm arguing with myself, excuse me, as to whether or not I want to talk more about this. This 20-year-old, not the same fellow, another 20-year-old stabbed 10 people, remember? Last week at the Minnesota Mall. And he was shot by a police officer. But there's, this is creepy. And the headline I saw in one newspaper, mall shooting suspects cause people to think twice about going to the mall. How's that going to help? No. All right, coming up, 2020 News Quiz question. Several people who were alive on Friday that you know are not alive today. We'll talk about that. Up next here, 13 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10-29-16. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint. $0.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey. All networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. $0 for 32 gigabytes with eligible trade-in. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount. Subject to $30 activation fee, credit, and valid for it. Must use for 40 carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, or 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data. Carry over to cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. iPhone 7 requires trade-in of iPhone 6S or 6S Plus with a new line or eligible upgrade. $0 after 24 monthly credits with installment billing, taxes due at sale. Early termination of installment agreement service results in remaining balance due. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, your back's back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hi, we have 16 after the hour. The story of what's going on with Indians. Some people still call Native Americans Indians in our country. Seems to be spreading to Canada. The nations up in Canada aligning with the nations, the Native American tribes, they call themselves nations, set their sights on stopping more than just the Dakota pipeline. There are 50 tribes. Who would have known? Really? Who would have known that there are 50 tribes? Would you have thought that, Rich? That 50 Indian tribes exist in our country in Canada still?
No.
I wouldn't have known that. So anyway, these tribes from across our country and across Canada have signed on to a treaty that unites them against any proposed pipeline that would affect any land where they are. Because the Canadians have a plan to put a pipeline from their tar sands area. There's a large deposit of what really is, if you've heard the term bituminous tar. That's what's used to seal the roadways and that sort of thing. It isn't exactly crude oil, but it is made into, it's like a tar. It comes from tar sands. After it's extracted and converted, it's sent to refineries through pipelines. Some of the tribes that signed the treaty already fighting pipelines. One of the pipelines in Washington state, the one we know about in North Dakota. The largest oil lobbying group in Canada says the treaty will not change how energy companies do business with these Native Americans or with the natives. They call them natives, native territories, that sort of thing. So something that will be, I think these sorts of things are more important than a lot of other things that we talk about because they reflect a couple of items. Wholesale lack of what is normally done when you're vetting the process for doing some of these things. When it comes to Native Americans, they just seem to be ignored. Don't worry about them. They're only Indians. Right? Who cares what they think? No big deal. Nothing. Last night on 60 Minutes, the King Abdullah, the King of Jordan, very revealing in talking about himself and the history of the Middle East and how we blanked it up. Very nicely put, nicely done, and lots there to think about. I thought that if you get a chance, go to the CBS website. If you didn't see it, Richie, did you see this? If you didn't see it,
I'm interested.
Go see it. Yeah, very, very important stuff. Okay, here's the 2020 News Quiz question, which you can answer by dialing 888-302-3684 for a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work. Maybe some other considerations as well. Over the weekend, two famous sports figures passed away. Name one of them or both of them. You could give one prize or two prizes. Who are the two very famous sports figures who passed away? One of them naturally, one of them not so naturally. 888-302-3684. If you have the answer, then you can. I suppose we could put this up on Facebook and Twitter, but it's making it more interesting because we can have a conversation with people on the air. So name one or both of the very famous sports figures who died, one of them in an accident, one of them of natural causes, over the weekend. 888-302-73. What is it? 888-302-DOUG. That's what it is.
888-302-DOUG.
Oh, 21 after.
We use mobile devices, right?
right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let's do some scientific research of our own here at the 24 past the hour. Science has determined something as subjective as songs that feel good. So, how has science worked on this project? The British electronics manufacturer Alba has surveyed adults about what their favorite feel-good songs have been. So the list starts with ABBA's Dancing Queen. Crank it up, Richie! To the point where we get to the instrument. All right. Always like this song.
Look at Dougie doing the hustle over there. I never had it in you.
I like ABBA. I always like ABBA. Which is Hebrew for dad. You knew that, right? ABBA is a Hebrew term for father.
I did not know that.
Only 17. That sounds like Gary Puckett. Remember that song? He's 16. He's chasing a 16-year-old around like some pervert.
Or Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, exactly. Weiner's going out to a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
All right, so ABBA's on this list of feel-good songs. Beach Boys next. And Good Vibrations. The list of feel-good songs.
This should definitely be on the list.
We're counting up to the number one song, actually. There are five tunes in this list. Good Vibrations is number four. ABBA's Dancing Queen, number five. Good Vibrations, four. Billy Joel's Uptown Girl, number three. Somebody who's a good friend described Meredith to me once as an uptown girl. So I have that vision of what that's, yeah, she is. Yeah. Uptown girl. You get a definitive idea. Listening to this song, actually. Crank it up, Richie. Ready, please? This is not something that this phrase is not a Billy Joel phrase. Hasn't this phrase been around a lot? Isn't Uptown Girl something that just, or did it come from the song? I don't know, Audra. I'm asking the question.
I'm sure it existed before Billy Joel set up Town Girl.
All right, so that's number three. Number two on the list, Pharrell Williams. Hey, definitely. Let's be happy. That's very good. You're going to be surprised what the number one song is.
Am I?
Yeah. Well, you're not, because you've seen the same information that I have. You're a little weasel sometimes, you know that, right?
I am. Yeah. Wow.
All right. So, number one song. This goes back to 1979. And Queen.
I admit this is surprising.
Yeah.
But I love this song.
All-time favorite song.
Why?
Yeah, good taste.
Yeah. This is not a big hit in America.
No.
Big song in England. But it's a cheery song. Resembles the big Broadway barn burners. Has 100 million views. The video of this, 100 million views on YouTube. Wow. And if you know the film Shaun of the Dead,
yes,
then that's where this comes from.
That has a whole new generation loving this song.
Yeah, right. Songs written in a major key with fast tempo are best at inducing positive emotions, said Dr. Jacob Jolie, who is the person that analyzes data for the electronic manufacturer Alba, responsible for this list of feel-good songs. Number one, here it is.
Farmers are making money putting their idle machinery to work, and other farmers are saving money by not having to buy equipment. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Kansas City-based Machinery Link is offering a sort of matchmaking service for farm machinery. Company President Jeff Dima says a service called Machinery Link Sharing was started a few months ago.
Ag equipment is very expensive and it has low utilization rates. So instead of, you know, parking the planter, sprayer, tractor, combine, whatever, in your shed when you're not using it, why not put it on the website and allow other people who need it during those off periods that you don't need it to use it, and, you know, you generate revenue off of that piece of equipment. That's the idea. It's really about farmers helping farmers.
So far, says Dima, about 1,600 farmers and a number of machinery dealers have opened accounts with Machinery Link Sharing.
You know, sometimes adoption of new technologies or new ideas takes a while in ag, but I think there's a lot of word of mouth that helps spread the word. And it's also a pretty straightforward concept. I mean, it's not very complicated. I think farmers understand the opportunity as soon as they hear it.
Get details at machinerylink.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now, there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-6823. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-6823. Again, that's 1-800-962-6823.
After the hour, the Monday Good Day extended discussion hour, that is in depth. There are three or four stories that I may pull apart and put back together again so that you can have the benefit of what I'm thinking, and then you can put your thoughts together with it, and maybe your opinion agrees with mine or not, one or the other, not important. Sharing ideas is important. Twitter at DJV Show is one way on social media to keep the conversation going. Facebook.com/DJV Show also. I mentioned that there were two important sports figures who passed away over the weekend. Actually, there are four or five people, three sports figures, one of whom you probably have never heard of, died over the weekend. I'll get to that after we answer our 2020 News Quiz question. Then I'll tell you about a couple of music figures who passed away over the weekend. First, though, let's talk to Dana, who's in Florida. No, Pennsylvania. Sorry about that. Hi, Dana. Welcome.
Hello. How are you doing this morning, Doug?
Doing well, thank you. How about you?
Oh, wonderful.
Working, are you?
I'm on my way to work.
On your way to work. What do you do?
I'm a technical writer.
Technical writer. So that involves sitting at a computer for 8, 10, 12 hours a day. Is that, should I assume that?
Well, I try to spend time with the equipment I'm working on, so I don't spend all the time on the computer, but There is a lot of it.
Yeah. So how does that affect your health and well-being? And what do you do for exercise to keep yourself from going down the same path that a lot of other people do who spend a lot of time in front of a computer?
I try to walk a minimum of 2 miles a day, once in the middle of the day and one at the end of the day.
Okay, so that probably helps you out a lot then. I think it would.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, no. It doesn't hurt. Okay, so why don't you name one of the characters who passed away over the weekend, and then we'll let somebody else name the other one. Go ahead.
Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer was 87 years old. He was a chain smoker. Did you know that?
I wasn't aware of that, no.
Yep. He was the son of a greenskeeper. He certainly changed golf, as we'll hear in a report that we have put together. He lived near where you are in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. How far is Latrobe from where you are?
It's a little over an hour west of me.
Yeah. So he, I'm not sure that he, did he stay? Yeah, I guess he lived there now. He's been living there all of his life. He had cancer because of his smoking, had heart issues because of his smoking. You would have thought, as an athlete, although some people don't think golfers are really athletes. Do you agree or disagree with that contention that golfers are not real athletes?
Well, they do walk a lot.
Yeah,
they certainly do. Provided they don't take a cart.
Yeah, right. All right. Do you know who the other sports figure was that most people would know about who passed away over the weekend in an accident?
Young pitcher for the Florida Marlins, but his name escapes me.
Jose Fernandez was killed in a boating accident on Sunday morning. He's a right-hander, had great personality, apparently. A lot of the fans loved him. His fastball was legend, came from Cuba, been with the Marlins since 2011. He overcame Tommy John surgery in 2014, returned to really well this past season, won 16 games, striking out 253 batters. He was killed at the impact of a boating crash. He didn't drown. He was killed in the boat. A couple of other people who were in the boat said that it was traveling at significant speed. 32-foot boat overturned on a jetty early yesterday morning. All the people that were on the boat were pretty young. Alcohol is not believed to be a factor, and there were no drugs found at the scene. So he just was being stupid. That's what happens. People get carried away with things like that, motorcycles, fast boats, that sort of thing.
Looks like it was probably dark, too, so late at night or early in the morning.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
So they were just going too fast and didn't see the jetty.
Right, yep. All right, Dana, you're a good man. You've done a good job here. Hold on just a second. We'll get your address and you copy this book. Life is good when you do the work. You'll find it very inspirational, and I appreciate your listening to the Good Day program. Let's get the story behind the story of Arnold Palmer, Richie.
Legendary golfer Arnold Palmer died Sunday at the age of 87. Palmer was one of the most dominant and popular athletes in the 1960s, and he was named the Associated Press's Athlete of the Decade. He ended his PGA career with 7 major titles and 62 PGA tournament wins, the 5th most all time. Perhaps more memorable than Palmer's success was his charisma. The U.S. Golf Association called him golf's greatest ambassador. The hundreds of fans that would follow him during tournaments became known as Arnie's Army. Golf legend Jack Nicklaus called Palmer the everyday man's hero, saying, "From the modest upbringing, Arnold embodied the hardworking strength of America." Palmer is survived by his wife, 2 daughters, 6 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and 1 delicious drink named in his honor.
I know, I was just thinking about that. And the ad, the spot that he's been doing that we saw over the summer, he looked kind of old, but 87, you're not going to look your best when you're 87. What the heck was that? There were a lot of famous people in that spot. In fact, it was some kind of drug, as I recall. At any rate, he also, whether you know it or not, co-founded the Golf Channel, which was acquired by Comcast in 2000, now part of the NBC Sports Group. And he owned Arizona Iced Tea, the Arnold Palmer half tea, half lemonade drink that he made a lot of money. So this guy was very smart. He made about $20 million from the sale of the Golf Channel. Not a bad deal all the way around. Lived a good life. Richie, do you know that the spot that the drug, I'm trying to think of what the drug was. Somebody may call us.
Yeah.
Remember that spot with all the...
I think it was the arthritis spot.
Yeah, is that it? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think you're right. All right, then the story of Jose Fernandez killed in the boating accident. Let's listen to the behind the scenes of that.
One of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball has died in a boating accident. Marlins ace Jose Fernandez was killed off of Miami Beach. Police found the boat capsized. Two others were also killed. Fernandez was 24 years old. Despite missing time with injuries over the past few seasons, Fernandez stayed healthy this year and had the second most strikeouts in baseball so far this season. The Marlins released a statement saying they are devastated by the loss. Their game Sunday was canceled.
That says a lot, isn't it, huh? Isn't that quite a statement? They canceled their game because of the passing of this guy.
You know what?
Yeah,
they did, and the Miami Dolphins had a moment of silence. It was Xarelto for Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
That's right, the blood thinner.
Yeah. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Okay, there's one other sports figure. A high school football player in Ohio, Euclid, Ohio, died yesterday after being hurt in the team game on Friday night. Euclid school district leaders say there will be grief counselors at the high school today following the death of Andre Jackson, a junior at the high school. He was taken to University Hospital after being injured during the game on Friday. The Euclid school district released the following statement. Euclid High School senior Andre Jackson passed away following an injury sustained during the Friday night football game. He was a hard-working student, brought smiles to all those with whom he came into contact. Sounds like a eulogy you'd find to some guy that died who was 86 years old or something. Anyway, so because of the circumstances, and this is where I get on my horse here about playing football at the high school level, they won't release details of his death yet until they figure out how to cover it up. Guaranteed, especially in Ohio. Ohio, Florida, Texas, a few other states, but those are where people are almost like zombies who follow high school football, college football. How many college football games do you see on TV on Saturday? Saturday, day, Saturday night. It's craziness. This kid guaranteed died because of injuries suffered around the issue of having a bad helmet. Anyway, it's just so needless. But people are like, this is like those people who spend their life looking at their devices. They're like zombies. The people who are so focused on high school, it's this whole business. How many times have we talked about this in the last couple of months? The number of people who are sports figures who get into trouble doing something or other, and they aren't held in the same standard as other people because they're student athletes. Anyway, I'm not correlating that with this story. This is pretty tragic. Looks like a pretty good kid. All right, other people who have died, as long as we're going through the list of people who have died, country music star Gene Shepherd, one of the most colorful characters at the Grand Ole Opry, passed away yesterday.
Dear John, I must let you know.
Member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. He was inducted as a member with Reba McEntire a couple of years ago. Real name, Ollie Imogene Shepherd. I guess you wouldn't get too far with that. So, changed her name to Jean. She started her career playing in an all-female group called the Melody Ranch Girls. Caught the eyes and ears of Capitol recording star Hank Thompson, who helped her sign with a label. She was all over the place in the 50s and 60s. She was married to Opry star Hawkshaw Hawkins, Richie.
Of course she was.
Anyway, he was killed in a plane crash. She never got married again. So that's her story. Then there's Stanley Doral, known as Buckwheat.
I go, I go, I go, I go, I go.
you said you saw him with the Zydeco band.
Yeah, Buckley Zydeco.
Zydeco, is that how you pronounce it?
Uh-huh. At Jazz Fest, several times, always there.
So what was there about this music you liked?
You know what? Zydeco is kind of fun. It's Cajun country, basically.
Yeah.
A lot of washboard, a lot of keyboards. It's a lot of fun, but they have a Zydeco stage down at the Jazz Fest. So.
How do they?
Yeah, he would be the king of that stage.
Important. Yeah. All right, all the deaths, we've got them here. 46 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdy.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
It started at Bongo Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let's see if we can solve a problem. You know that I like to solve problems. And one of the big problems a lot of parents have, a lot of students have, a lot of families have in our country is the huge student loan debt that impacts so many people, no matter what their age. Let's talk to Michael Blattman, who's the Senior Vice President of ReFinally, which is a company that has entered the student loan marketplace. You got a new product. It looks kind of interesting. Michael, for those of us who have a lot of debt, maybe whether you can refi or whether you are just working with people as they get started, or are you doing both? Explain how this company and this program works, will you please?
Well, this particular company is a student loan reconsolidation company. We don't deal with people that are currently in school. We handle them after they get out of school when they're already incurred a lot of debt and they need to maybe reduce their monthly payments by 40% or, you know, some other features and benefits. But we try to help them manage their lives after they get out of school, because basically what we're finding out is that millennials in particular are putting off major life events for 7 years. And what I mean by that is getting married or having children or buying a house. So by consolidating and reducing your monthly payments by a significant amount will allow you to engage in these other events that you want to pursue.
All right, so give us an overview, Michael, will you, of the problem, that is, how much we're talking about in dollars and cents.
In terms of the overall industry, what you have is 43 million people have $1.3 trillion of student loan debt. This is the second largest debt in the United States apart from the mortgage industry. And when the average undergraduate leaves school with $37,000 of debt, and if you go on to graduate school or medical school, you could have several hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt, it just multiplies and it just becomes an overall burden. So is there a crisis? Yeah, there is kind of a crisis from a financial point of view, because if the industry somehow implodes like the mortgages did in 2008, it could impact the economy. But on a personal level, when you have 40% of the 43 million people that are either late or delinquent, in making their payments, then you've got a situation where it's there's a ticking bomb here. Hopefully, it's not going to explode too loudly, but it seems almost inevitable unless you could get control of your payments and your debt burden. That's where the crisis is nowadays. Because the average school, the four-year school, costs for the 4 years $129,600. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money for an education, yeah. And not too many people know how to finance that without having to incur student loan debt.
This has become a debate, a discussion, if you will, among the presidential candidates. There are plans, or so they say anyway, for student loan refinancing and forgiveness. One candidate was even all about, we'll give you your college for free. That, of course, is nonsense because somebody's going to have to pay for it. So the plans, have you studied the plans of the major presidential contenders and how it might work for people who are borrowing all this, $128,000?
Yeah, I've taken a look, and, it's constantly evolving and changing, so it's like a moving target. So to say what their policy is exactly this hour could be different. However, when you have a Democratic side who wants to have free community college, and again, you made the point, who's going to pay for it? Ultimately, we will with our tax money. Then in terms of four-year colleges, they want to have loan forgiveness after, let's say, 10 years, and whatever's left over, boom, goes away. Now, that's assuming that you're making your payments through the first 10 years and you're not, piling it on and letting it run off at the end. But the problem with that is that nobody is mentioning is that, let's say, if you borrowed $100,000 in student loan debt and you paid off $70,000 in 10 years, that's $30,000 left over that they say is eligible for forgiveness. What they're not telling you is that the IRS is saying, well, that $30,000 is not tax deductible, or it's taxable, and so as a result, they're going to get hit with a $30,000 bill in the out years. And when you are, presuming that your career proceeded to, or, got to a point where you were making a lot of money, you're in a higher tax bracket, and the $30,000 is going to be subject to that higher tax bracket.
All right, Michael Blattman, where do we get more information on this? How can people figure out how the refinance will work?
Well, what I personally is refinally.com. That's refinally.com. Everything you need to know from all the nuts and bolts of student loans and for refinancing, consolidating, and managing your life better after graduation.
Michael Blattman, Senior Vice President of Refinally. It's refinally.com. Michael, thank you for your service.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.